To be clear, the great majority of cars and pickup trucks sold in the U.S. are still powered by traditional gasoline engines. At the Milwaukee Auto Show this week, there are plenty of relative gas guzzlers, including the huge pickups being hawked by a salesperson for Ford.
So this is our strongest, most rigid frame ever for that Ford F-150.
John Meyer of Waukesha checked out one of the bigger trucks that has a front and back seat.
I'm only 29 years old. Probably the next couple years I'll have kids or whatnot, so we need a bigger car just to haul people.
Meyer says he's not looking at electric or hybrid gas electric cars at the show because he doesn't think the battery technology has come along far enough. That's not the message over at Chevy's electric vehicle, the Volt. Chevy product specialist Sean Bennett steps into the Volt, points at the dashboard, and talks up the technology.
So pretty much everything in front of you will tell you how you're driving, exactly what your range is left as far as your battery life, and how to actually improve it.
The Volt goes about 38 miles on a battery charge before a gas engine needs to take over to allow drivers to go as much as 380 miles. The U.S.-made car interests Michael McNett of Genesee Depot, who says he's thinking about giving up his foreign-made gas-electric hybrid.
I think the fuel savings is a big part of it, but the other thing is I'd really like to buy domestic if I can. I want to support the American economy, and I'm always torn about buying foreign cars.
But McNett says because of the distance he drives to work, he may want to wait until Chevy's promised upgrade of the Volt that aims to allow a 50-mile battery range, as well as add a fifth seat and possibly cut the price. Some other backers of alternative-fueled cars, like Kyle Gum of Racine, aren't happy with the styling of the Volt, but Gum says he's still hoping electric car makers will suit his taste at a price he can afford.
We want a vehicle that will get us where we want to go with minimal, I guess, abuse, you could say, to the environment.
Tesla, Nissan, BMW, and other car makers have all-electric vehicles, and Chevy is promising to get there in a couple years with a model called the Bolt. Jim Tolkien of the Auto Dealers Association of Metro Milwaukee says adding range and more charging stations will be keys to the success of electric cars, but Tolkien says the vehicles aren't going away because of pressure to reduce gas engine emissions that lead to climate change.
Unless you believe that there's no such thing as global warming, and we know 99% of the scientists around the world concur that man's contribution to global warming is very real.
Since much of the electricity for recharging electric vehicles comes from coal or natural gas-fired power plants, there are still concerns about carbon emissions. So Toyota, which has been a leader in gas-electric hybrids but has stopped producing electric cars, is offering one more possibility. Company product specialist Maggie Clark says Toyota's hydrogen fuel cell model, the Mirai, is just waiting on more hydrogen fueling stations.
The state of California is building over 100 stations, and there are many other states that are getting on board.
Now, there's also been some improvement in mileage among the traditional gasoline-fired fleet, though at the Milwaukee Auto Show, you can still find a Maserati that gets just 18 mpg combined city highway and costs $92,000. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.